This is the Business English Podcast, episode 227, Achieve Success at Work by Avoiding These Holdups. Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey there, Aubrey. How's it going?
Hi, I'm great, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question for you though today.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
So have you experienced lately any holdups, maybe in your life or at work, in your community, anything going on?
Yes. My second daughter is 15. She wants to get a job, but almost everywhere here hires at 16. So she's not quite old enough. So we've been experiencing this holdup. We're sort of in limbo where she just needs to wait to turn 16 to be able to just get a little part-time job.
Yeah, I get that. I kind of, in my mind, I'm like, oh, you have your whole life to work, right?
Enjoy, I know, but also year. She wants like some spending cash, right? And yeah. I don't want to have to be giving it to her.
That's
if it's
good.
For, you know, she'll ask for something she wants that
right.
I don't really care if she has it or not. So I'm like, well,
yeah,
if you had a job.
That's what I would do too. I think that's a great lesson for kids, right? They have to work for what they want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So I see where the holdup is then there. Right.
Yeah. And this is an interesting noun that's also used as a phrasal verb, which can be confusing, right? Mm-hmm. We experience holdups a lot at work. This means that something is holding us up and there we're mm-hmm. using that phrasal verb. Something's creating a delay.
Yes. I think a lot of things can in terms of communication. I mean, we've
yeah.
shared on the show, we're just onboarding onto monday.com now as a test management system. And if communication isn't there, if something's been completed and someone else doesn't know, there can be a real holdup,
right?
In terms of the workflow.
Yeah. Right, or if a task that you need to complete depends on someone finishing something else, you
right.
can experience a holdup where you're waiting for someone
yes.
else to finish and let you know. So like you said, communication breakdowns, other, if someone else gets sick and isn't able to do something on time, yeah, that can create a holdup.
Yeah. Dependencies. We're not working in isolation here. We never are. We're always on teams, right? So that is a reality. Aubrey, this reminds me a little bit of an episode that we did last week on All Ears English. Are we doing a series
yes,
here? This
great.
Is exciting.
That's because this is part of a 3-part series that goes across all 3 of our shows. This is very exciting.
It
so
is.
Part 1 was on the All Ears English podcast last week, episode 2158, mm-hmm. Vocabulary Tips That Hold Up. And we shared that the phrasal verb hold up and the verb and noun hold, there are so many meanings and they can cause problems. There are common errors that are created. So we taught 1 meaning of each to help you avoid a common error. So if you missed that one, go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because this word hold up is so diverse, we're not repeating anything today, guys, on Business
No.
English. We're teaching you new ways to use this and showing it to you in the business context. So this is part 2. And then part 3 is over on our IELTS Energy podcast. What are you and Jessica going to talk about over there next week?
Yes, there are hundreds of idioms that have the word hold. We're going to choose the 3 that we use the most, but that are all very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And these are super useful for the IELTS exam, but also for anyone learning English. We use them at work all the time.
Yes.
So we'll have that one next week, March 19th. You can look forward
yes.
to that one as well.
Oh my gosh, amazing. And again, no repetition. These are all yeah. brand new things you're learning on each of these shows, guys. So go ahead and open your search bar now and just type in All Ears English, you should see all three podcasts. They're all yellow. Open them up, hit follow on each one, and then you'll make sure you don't miss this series, right?
Yes. Awesome. Okay. So let's dive in. Our first one we used here at the top of the episode, right? This is a noun, hyphenated holdup, which is a situation that causes a delay.
Which is what we talked about at the top of the episode, yep, right,
exactly.
Aubrey?
Okay. So for example, you might say the contract hasn't been finalized, which has caused a holdup. Or it's caused a holdup of our progress.
Right. Or this is really common, conversational too. So our listeners, you guys are going to want to write this down. What's the holdup? What's going on? Right.
Maybe you walk into a meeting and it hasn't started and you expected it to have started by now.
Right.
So you might say this because it's pretty friendly, really be like, what's the holdup?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Or a different kind of business context would be when you hire, let's say you hire a contractor for your home, right? It is working with a company. Notoriously, sometimes contracts take longer than we think. When there's contracting happening, maybe you're redesigning your home. You want to be careful, make sure you're polite, but I could see potentially, what's going on? What's the holdup? What are we waiting for? If you're starting to get impatient, this might sound a little more impatient, but it would apply there depending on your mood, I think.
That's true. And the answer is always permits. I feel like the contractor's going to say, well, we haven't gotten the permit yet. We're waiting to get the permit.
Red tape, in other words.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this one's so useful, especially at work. If there is a holdup, you need to find out, like we need to dive down, find out the root of the problem. Like you were saying, often it's something that can be fixed if there's sort of a cog in the wheels, we say, like, a holdup, something that's creating a problem. Right. Often with communication, you could prevent that from happening in the future.
Yeah, some kind of a bottleneck is going on. We have to get to the bottom of it. Okay, so that's a totally new context and meaning than what we learned over on All Ears English last week. So how about number two, Aubrey? What else?
All right, so this is one of the meanings of the phrasal verb hold up, different than what was in part one. This one means to delay or block the movement or progress of someone or something. So it's related to the noun, right? This verb causes the hold up, right? Something is being held up. We are holding up the progress somehow, or something is holding up our progress.
Okay. So it's kind of the same thing, but it's different. It's being used in a different way, right?
Exactly.
So let's talk about what is holding up the project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
you could even say, let's talk about what is holding up the project. There's a hold up somewhere, right? It's funny where if we'll use it as a noun and a verb, sometimes we don't even realize we'll use it in the same sense.
Oh, okay, for sure.
This hold up is being caused by, who's holding up this project? There's a hold up somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. Or plans were held up when the permits weren't approved. You said that permits are often the problem. Right.
Exactly. And here you have it in the passive, right? Plans were held up. So it's the same, this phrasal verb hold up. Mm-hmm. We often will say something was held up, past tense.
And you guys, right, and our listeners know that when we have a phrasal verb, we're going to go ahead and conjugate that verb, right?
Exactly.
Plans were held up. Yes. Love it. What else?
Yeah. And then just that same question, instead of what's the hold up, you might say, what's holding you up, right? If you see someone's sharing with you, I'm stuck on this task, and you say, okay, what's holding you up? Let's try and solve the problem.
Would you also use this, like, let's say you're coming home from work. It's not a business example, but you're coming home from work and your partner is still in traffic. I say, what's holding you up? Why is it taking you so long to get home?
Yeah.
What's going on the
definitely.
Road?
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same meaning, a delay, right? Or you might get home and say, sorry, I was held up by traffic.
Right.
Same meaning.
Right.
It's like, I was delayed.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, the third use is another phrasal verb, right? And what is it?
And this just means wait. And we often will just say it on its own, right? Hold up. I have an idea. It's just another way of saying wait.
Wow. Okay. This episode is new at really high level for our listeners. I love it. Or let's hold up for just a moment. Mark will be here any second.
I love the use of, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, right? It's very conversational, very native and natural, don't you think?
Absolutely. I say this all the time. Instead of wait feels a little more, I don't know, forceful, blunt, whereas, oh, hold up a second is less blunt, maybe, right? Less forceful.
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime, I guess when we use a phrasal verb or something a little more slangy, it's a little more slangy. It takes some pressure off of things.
Right. Like imagine someone's in an elevator and the doors are about to close. Mm-hmm. If you say, wait, like you sound panicked, it sounds forceful. But if you say, hold up, oh, that's friendly.
It's a lot more, hey, friendly. You're asking me to wait. It's hard to explain, but I think our listeners know exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Okay. Should we do a role play then?
Yeah. So in this role play, you are about to exit an office building. I'll start us out.
Okay.
Hold up.
All right. Oh, hey, Aubrey.
Sorry to hold you up, but I have a quick question.
No problem. What's up?
I know my proposal is due tomorrow, but I'm not going to have it in on time.
Oh, no. What's the hold up?
I'm waiting on a report from accounting. I'm not sure why it's been held up.
Okay. We've got a lot of hold up in here, but it all makes sense, right? I mean, maybe we wouldn't necessarily use it so much in that conversation. We're showing it to you guys here to teach you, but it all makes sense. It's exactly. Very natural.
Yeah, very natural, really. And we might not even notice. We might use all these and not even realize it.
It's so true. All right.
So the first one, I said, hold up, meaning wait, right? You're exiting through a door. And if you didn't see me, I would probably say like, hold up, Lindsay. But if you're looking at me as you leave, hold up. And, right.
Right. Just maybe I'm waving. I'm like, I'm going home. Right. Yeah.
Oh, hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very casual, not intimidating or formal in any way.
Exactly. Right.
And I said, oh, hey, Aubrey. And then you said?
I said, sorry to hold you up, but I have a question. So this means the same as sorry to delay you, but that sounds quite formal as you're chatting with someone as you're about to leave. Sorry to delay you. I would say this instead. I'm sorry to hold you up.
I love that. And then you said, I know my proposal is due tomorrow, but I'm not going to have it in on time.
Yeah.
And
then you said, oh, no, what's the hold up?
Mm-hmm. And then so you have a dependency, right? So you said, I'm waiting on a report from accounting, right? And then
I said, I'm not sure why it's been held up. So here in the past, right? I'm not sure what the delay is. I'm not sure why it's been held up. And this is interesting because the one that you said, what's the hold up? Mm-hmm. This is the one that's a little tricky where it could sound accusatory if you're not careful, right? Mm-hmm. I might say instead, oh no, what's the problem? Or oh no, what's happening? Because what's the hold up? Almost sounds like you're accusing me a little bit. And then I explain that, okay, it's not my problem. I have a dependency. I'm waiting on something else.
Right.
But it would depend on the tone too, right? You said it really friendly. Oh no, what's the holdup?
Right. It depends on the tone. The tone that I used was collaborative, conversational, like investigating. Oh, what's going on? You know, how can I help? So much depends on your tone. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly.
All right. What's the takeaway for our listeners then for today? Yeah.
Well, we all experience delays at work, right? Holdups. And it's vital to be able to talk about it, try to determine what held it up, what was the problem, so we can improve processes going forward. Yeah. But it's like we were talking about, just sometimes it's better to be a little more informal. Use the phrasal verb.
Oh my gosh. I almost feel like we need to put all three of these episodes into a course for our listeners because just about the word hold up. So guys, make sure you cover the entire series, last week's episode on All Ears English 2158 today, and then wait for the episode on, we said March 19th. Is that right, Aubrey?
Yep, exactly. Next week, you'll be able to hear that one on IELTS Energy.
IELTS Energy. Good stuff. But in the meantime, make sure you're following. And Aubrey, thanks for coming on the show today. Good stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Right. See you next time.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.